minutes and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. Overall, more than 29,000 people across the state have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. The mandatory face mask order is now in effect in Montgomery as a way to stop the spread of coronavirus. This order requires face coverings in groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing. And an investigation is underway after NASCAR says a noose was found hanging in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace at the race in Talladega. Wallace is the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's Top Cup Series. 2 weeks ago, he successfully pushed for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and properties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The other day, I was at one of the local big box stores, and I saw a gentleman purchasing a Craftsman lawn tractor for $19.99. And I asked him, wouldn't you rather have a Hustler Zero Turn? And he said, well, sure, but I can't buy one for that price. And you know what? He's right. Until now. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and for a limited time, while supplies last, I'm discounting up to $450 off MSRP the 34 and 42-inch dash models of Hustler zero-turn riding mowers. That means you can now buy a Hustler ZTR for only $19.99. So if you've ever wanted a ZTR but thought your yard was too small or the price was too big, the Hustler Dash for only $19.99 is the perfect solution. And with 0% interest financing or payments as low as $50 a month, now is the perfect time. Hustler and CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road or CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station. On FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Well, I opened the show talking about this gentleman, and as promised, I have him on the line. John Williams with the Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you so much, Dan. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to everybody. I'm glad to be a part of your show. Been thinking about getting on here for a long time. You know, I'm a listener. I listen every day, and I tell you, I get so it's amusing to listen to all the phone calls. It's informational, and so my hat's off to you. You have a great show there.
Well, absolutely. John, I really appreciate you being a part of it. As I told the audience, you and I met last week, and we just hit it off perfectly. I saw a lot of me and you, and I think you saw some of you and me, so I think you're going to be a great fit for this show.
Absolutely. I agree with that totally. You never know how something's going to go until you meet somebody, and yeah, there's a lot of parallels in there. So, tell you what, I'm going to just go ahead, if it works for you guys, I'm going to just share a little bit about Mortgage Corporation of the South, the company that I'm a part of. That work for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm going to just say Mortgage Corporation of the South, you know, people have affectionately renamed us over the years, MCS for short, and Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been in business now. We just turned 25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, we started in a one-room office in downtown Wetumpka back in 1995, and our company's just grown and grown over the years. Now, we're different. I'm going to say that right up front. We're different than any other mortgage lender or bank out there. Here's how we operate. If you have perfect credit and you want to come in and be approved to buy a home, well, that's a no-brainer. We offer pre-approvals in 1 hour. And I mean real pre-approvals. They're worth the paper they're written on. Then we concentrate on getting you to closing so you can get in that new home. Now, here's the other thing, and this is where we really shine as well. If you have equity in your home, let's say you've been paying on your home for years, you've got equity in it, but somewhere along the way, you ruined your credit. You had a bankruptcy or you had some slow payments, whatever. Life just happens. We could be on the phone all afternoon talking about reasons that people ruin their credit. A lot of great people out there with less than perfect credit, but the problem is they can't tap into the equity in their home because the banks won't lend to them. Credit scores. You know, credit scores are a big deal.
Absolutely.
You know? And so a lot of folks come to us that have less than perfect credit, and they say, well, can you help me? And so what we do is we're able to make equity loans to people, get them the cash they need. They can use it for home improvements, debt consolidation, whatever they want to use it for, and get them back on track so they can rebuild their credit score so then they can cash in and get those low, low refinance rates down the road. That's what we do. Also, one other thing I'll mention, we also offer loans on automobiles. If somebody's out here and they have an automobile that's paid for, but they need a new set of tires on it, or they need money for this or that or tuition, we make loans on automobiles as well. And again, perfect credit is not required.
Let me, a couple of things that on a timely basis. Number one, you service a big area, so you do not have to be in Wetumpka or in Montgomery. And the new popular thing is lake houses, and people are moving out of the city. Can you handle that type of loan?
Exactly. We operate all four corners of the state. In fact, you know, we do a lot of advertising down in the Wiregrass area. So I personally go to the Wiregrass area quite a bit. Birmingham, it doesn't matter. You can live in Auburn, Opelika, Selma, Clanton, Greenville, doesn't matter. Anywhere in the state of Alabama, we take care of you, and we take care of you right here from the one office here in Wetumpka. We'll come to you.
John, give me the cell phone number.
Our number, we got a new number now, and it's really easy, and it is 567-9000. That's 567-9000 right here in the 334 area code.
I'm glad that you corrected me on that, because I pulled the number off your website, and I use your own number. 567-9000 is much easier.
Yes, that's the new one. Yeah, we've had it now for about 2 months. People seem to love it. So I'll close out by saying thank you so much for letting me be a part of your show today, and I'll do my little disclaimer as I'm required to by law. Our company NMLS number is 232-876. We're an equal housing lender. And carry on with the show. I'm listening.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, John Williams, Montgomery. Let me tell you something. If you need a loan, whether good credit, bad credit, John is the guy who can help you out. 567-9000. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Let's do this. Let's go back into kind of the storylines here. And let's pick up with Peter Ducey on the Biden campaign fundraising haul that he got.
First of its kind victory for Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee's campaign, outraising President Donald Trump's by more than $6 million last month. Meantime, former Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders says his job is to not only see the president lose in November, but to push Biden as far left as he can. Peter Ducey is live in Arlington, Virginia with more on that.
Joe Biden took that monthly fundraising lead, even though Barack Obama doesn't log on to ask supporters for money on Biden's behalf until tomorrow. The presumptive Democratic nominee Biden has managed to do all this from his computer in Delaware. He hasn't popped up in person anywhere since last Wednesday. Most of his events since then, including today, have been virtual fundraisers. But the Biden campaign is not worried about a potential looming enthusiasm gap.
What we saw in the primaries is that Vice President Biden, in contest after contest, handedly won, but also turned out voters. Turnout was up in Virginia in the Democratic primary. It was up in North Carolina. In the Georgia primaries that just happened, more than 1.1 million voters voted early. And so we are very confident in our strategy.
The Trump campaign is quick to point out they've still got more money in the bank than Biden. And earlier in the primaries, other candidates were more organized online than Biden was, including Bernie Sanders, who beat Biden in New Hampshire and Nevada and now tells The New Yorker he wants Trump to lose and he wants Biden a lot further left with this quote. If you are unhappy with Biden's politics, if you disagree with Biden's politics, and I certainly do, then the fight has got to take place starting today to make sure he moves in as progressive a way as possible, that his administration is as progressive as possible. And there's evidence this online fundraising support is being driven by small dollar donors who were fans or supporters of other Democrats earlier in the primary. And the evidence of that would be that the biggest Biden virtual fundraiser so far was co-headlined by Elizabeth Warren.
I would take the Sanders warning to move him as far to the left as possible. I would take that to the bank. So Simone Sanders, who is Biden's campaign manager, she's the lady that when the person got up on the dais with Biden and Jill Biden, she's the one that went over and got him. She's black female, running the campaign, and she's pretty spoken. Listen to her on with Chris Wallace.
Joe Biden has largely stayed off the campaign trail since the outbreak of the coronavirus. But instead of the former vice president's low profile hurting him, he is seeing a growing lead over President Trump in the polls. Joining us now, Simone Sanders, senior advisor for the Biden campaign. Simone, what do you make of the relatively small crowd at the president's rally last night and the fact that so many of the thousands who were there were not wearing masks?
Look, Donald Trump's debacle of a rally last night will long be remembered. Lest we not forget, the president's campaign required that folks who were attending his rally sign a waiver so that if they were to get sick with the coronavirus, that the campaign would not be held liable. But I think the most damning thing from that rally last night, Chris, was in fact the president's admission that he, quote unquote, said to his people to slow down the testing. This is an appalling attempt to lessen the numbers only to make him look good. And so I think that's what will be remembered long after last night's debacle of a rally, the admission of the president that he slowed testing for his political benefit, and it's not for the American people.
She said debacle twice, obviously a talking point. Also, I figured that if you listen to Morning Joe, debacle was being used. And it's interesting, the fire marshal, who I would like to know his politics, said there were 6,200 people. The arena could hold 19,000. Now, I've done presidential events for a lot of years. And in looking at that arena, there's no way there was 6,200 was the number. Because then it would be two-thirds empty. And that was not a two-thirds. There's no way you could get to two-thirds empty of that arena, the way the arena is shaped and things. So I'm not sure where that came from, but boy, the Dems and the talking liberal heads, they went crazy with this.
Well, like I said earlier, when I saw him do the whole, it, to me, it came across as a bit or a skit, you know, slow the testing down. I knew that was going to be what they ran with. And, you know, a few hours later, there's the Biden campaign with an ad about it or a social media post about it.
Well, I will say one thing just in a sheer campaign is that the fact that it was not completely full, the fact that they didn't use the overflow stages that they were going to do, I said they were trying to model this after kind of what they were going to try to, you know, kind of test for the convention, and that failed miserably. What they need to do is figure out why did it fail and be completely honest with yourself. Don't blame anybody else. blame whatever the problem really was, because you have got to fix this, and you need to fix it real fast. And the next one you do has got to be really, really good. And they need to, if it's true of what AOC said, that some groups went in and jammed up the tickets, which would make sense.
Sure.
A million is a lot of people. And are they going through and looking at IP addresses of all these people to see, can they run those IP addresses and match set them against future ticket requests that are there? How many ticket requests were duplicates of former? I would think they could do an IP match with that, because that is one of their main campaign tools that are there. And that tool is not reliable, then they're going to have a real problem out there. And they've got to make the events work. So I'm assuming that the advance operation is sitting down and doing a postmortem on what happened at Tulsa that messed it up. Was it the fact that people were scared off because they used the million number? I think that does have something to do with it. Was it the fact that they were worried about demonstrators? I think that might have a little bit to do with it. There was a rumor out about that, but nothing substantial. They did block, their pictures of blocking the entrance from some BLM-type people, but they're not 4,000 people behind them, because if there were 4,000 people behind them, I think they would have gone through the gates and moved those people out of the way. And then how much did COVID have an effect? I think number one was a million tickets, yeah, and they didn't think they could get in. I think COVID was probably number two. I don't think access was really a problem, but they've got to figure it out. This is the time to do it. Put your big boy pants on and get with it, because this is a centerpiece of the Trump operation. And if you lose that centerpiece, you've got some real problems. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Sleep don't come easy. Since you've been gone, everything's going wrong. Why'd you have to say goodbye? Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See?
In Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Chilton County, south central Shelby County, northwestern Coosa County until 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 1:19 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Pools Crossroads, 4 to 7 miles south of Clanton, moving north at 35 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Clanton, Mitchell Lake, Dollar, Gap of the Mountain, Lay Lake Dam, Unity, Marble Valley, Higgins Ferry Park, Verbena, Lay Lake, Lomax, Wakes Hatchie Creek, Highway 145 and Creek 46, Paint Creek, I-65 Rest Area, Spring Creek and Cooper. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Chilton and Coosa.
3-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
In a bind? Don't waste time. Visit Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash offers fast cash at over 700 stores and online. Can't wait till your next paycheck? Try a payday loan. Want more money? Ask about installment loans. Even turn your car into cash with a title loan. Every state is different, so check into cash today. Find a store near you at checkintocash.com/trust or text TRUST to 55670 for a special offer.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
You don't have to say that you love me. 272-9228 is where we are. If you need me, or you just want to bleed me, then stick in your dad and someone else so I can leave me free. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary. Gary? Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. How about you?
I'm doing good, my friend. How's the weather out there?
It's starting. There's a bad cloud back, it looks like, to the southwest, and it looks like it's going to be coming in here good before long.
I just looked out the door. It's dark as it can be.
Yeah, I was tried to get in earlier and couldn't get in. I've been running, but made a comment Friday. I listen, try to listen to you every day if I can. But
thank you.
Sometimes I can't. But your comment Friday was that this coronavirus has impacted the African American community more so than anybody else, and that also that Stephen Reed, instead of requiring everybody to wear a mask, should have also implemented some kind of public service announcements stressing the fact that needs to be done, which I agree with. It came to my mind again Saturday when I saw a big party going on or starting across the street from me, and there must have been, there's a good 50, maybe close to 100 people, African-American, partying across the street, and I didn't see a mask amongst any of them.
What part of town?
Over on the east side, off Vaughan Road.
Yeah, it's that is where the problem is, and they're, people, because the club settings and things like that have been closed down. Now, he took the curfew off, which I thought was kind of interesting. But that's where the problem is. I mean, it's, Chief Finley was trying to get the county to help him out, and they're looking for informants. They're using undercover street cops to try to find some of these places. How about that?
Yeah, well, the shame of it is that there was a lot of small kids there and teenagers and a lot of adults. And, it just struck me as being, irresponsible, quite frankly.
Yeah.
That the people that owned the property would allow that to go on their property when there was a very good possibility that somebody there was a carrier.
Yep.
And then you've got 50 to 100 people exposed to the coronavirus. So, they need to take a little more responsibility. Everybody needs to take a little more responsibility under circumstances like that. And I think Stephen Reed needs to make it clear to everybody, not just the African-American community, but to everybody, that type of situation doesn't need to be happening. That's why we're a hot spot right now.
Yeah, and again, I talked to two doctors this weekend. Our problem isn't because people aren't wearing masks in public places when they go to Publix or Winn-Dixie and things like that. It's exactly what you and I have been described, is these mass get-togethers where you've got people on top of each other in a fairly confined area. Were they in a yard or were they in a house or both?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, 100 people. There are not many houses that can handle 100 people in the house and outside.
True. True. All right. Well, you put me in for the drawing, by the way.
Absolutely, Gary. Give me a month and day of birth.
4/6.
You're in, buddy.
Friday between 2:30 and 2:45.
You got it, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Let's go to Josie. Josie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, I've got a question for you, Dan.
Sure.
I'm not sure if it was your show or it might have been Greg's show after yours. Last week, there was a short clip of a segment that was kind of talking about the Republican Party and the history of them and, you know, when they were founded and some of the things that they put into place as far as the, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, stuff like that. It's just kind of a little short clip of the history of the Republican Party. My question is, you know, talking to, I guess, younger generation, sorry, today, as far as Democrats, there seems to be like this belief that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, at some point, they like switch sides. And I guess my question is there any truth to that, or where is this like coming from? Can you speak any on that?
Yeah, I can tell you when that happened. 1964 and Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Civil Rights Act. Johnson saw the, I'm talking strictly political here, he saw the African-American community as a big voting block that the Democrats could go and get. And so the Republicans were the ones that were really doing the civil rights, along with a handful of Democrats. But it was the Republicans that voted, they got it over the top. But people that were Democrat, particularly in southern states, were not supportive of it. Our Jim Allen was one of them, a senator from Alabama. And that started changing, and then those Democrats started leaving and losing, and then Republicans started winning, but that didn't really start happening until the 1980s.
Okay. Well, I was just, you know, it seems like they believe that at some point they just kind of, you know, the two parties went out in the hall and switched ties and came back in, and then all of a sudden they were, you know, supporting a different party there.
Yeah, you had the Democrat Party, who most Democrats were against anything that African Americans were doing. I mean, you can go through and look at all the states that Johnson did not carry. And it wasn't that Barry Goldwater was carrying it so hard, is that they were vehemently against Johnson. And they elected a lot of Republicans during that time. But the Democrats were out on a limb with this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, just kind of saying, well, like I say, when you talk to younger voters, especially like the Democratic side, they kind of seem to believe that is still the case today, that the you know, the Republicans or the Democrats of the past and vice versa. And I guess I was just wondering if there was really any truth to that, and just trying to get your side of it.
Yeah, there was a on a legislative basis, what changed was 1964 and 1965, and what Democrats were doing with government money to basically help a voting bloc, which were African Americans. And it's not that Republicans didn't want something to happen, it's just they didn't feel that was the right use of government. And it was very blatant what was happening. And then you started having Democrats that were losing in places like South Carolina, North Carolina, even Alabama in 1980, Jeremiah Denton won that because Ronald Reagan did so well in 1980. But it wasn't that they were against blacks, it's that they didn't want government to be used as leverage, political leverage, over a voting bloc.
Gotcha.
I hope that helped.
It does. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Let me go to a break. Michael, coming back to you right after this.
know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walk, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. U.S. cases of coronavirus now account for 20% of the total number of cases around the world, according to New York Times data. Ellen Lord of the Defense Department.
DOD remains closely partnered with FEMA and HHS, providing almost $800 million in life-saving supplies and equipment to service members and federal agencies in the nation's whole-of-government approach to the coronavirus pandemic.
The World Health Organization blaming rising numbers and lack of global leadership and unity. While drivers are getting ready to start their engines for the Geico 500, the FBI among those investigating a noose in the garage stall of driver Bubba Wallace, who is black.
NASCAR in a statement said, "We are angry and outraged and cannot state strongly enough how seriously we take this heinous act." On Twitter, Wallace called it, quote, "a despicable act of racism and hatred."
Fox's Jared Max. America, listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather this week, very different than the weather last week. We are deep into the heat and humidity, especially today with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s and the heat index near 100. There'll be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon and into the evening hours before fading out tonight, low 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the showers and storms will be scattered to numerous by the afternoon hour. Some locally heavy downpours with upper 80s tomorrow and mid-80s on Wednesday. Welcome to summertime. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
price. Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-922-8, that's where we are. Let's go to Michael. Michael, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Joey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing great, and how about you?
Doing great. I was just calling in reference to the Trump rally the other night and about how the left is talking about Trump said he wanted to slow down the coronavirus test. And he said that when he was kind of laughing and joking and just kind of laughing at the way they run with the narrative. And then also, you noticed the upper deck was missing. Did you hear about the TikTok challenge with the Generation Z?
I did.
I thought it was kind of funny that we've got adults that are praising these kids for going in and ordering all these tickets and trying to prevent Trump, and just how far they will go to try to win.
Yep. I was fair to love and war in politics, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to hold you up. I just wanted to call and kind of see if y'all had heard anything about that TikTok challenge and just curious how many tickets they actually lost.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the when we opened that segment up. Michael, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. John D.
Hey,
well,
Dan.
How are you?
Well, you know, it's raining, but, hey, maybe that's good for the yard.
Yeah, let me tell you, it went from 88 degrees from when I walked in to 76 degrees right now.
My car says 71. I'm heading back from lunch, okay? It says 71 on the Honda. You know, and look, I know I'm in your wheelhouse. You did more high-level events than most people walking around right now, okay? But just a little historical anecdote of how the news media will spin anything to suit their purpose. I mean, I'm sure you've already had people talk, and you may have already said, you know, if he had a million people show up, it would have been health catastrophe on the way. You know, World Health Organization issues warning for America of the potential explosion of disease because of President Trump's irresponsible rally. Yep. Well, 6,200 people show up, and it was more than that. But here's the thing. Go back to 1984. On the night of the Georgia primary, Walter Mondale barely won, I think, the state of Georgia Democratic primary. They had a room, you know, ballroom, whatever, and they cut it down to about one-fifth of its size. In other words, instead of a room for 1,000 people, it was 250, maybe even smaller than that. Point being is, they packed everybody in there, almost suffocated them for a smaller than expected crowd. But according to the news media, it was standing room only. But here's the best part of the story. On the night that Walter Mondale's claiming, like Bill Clinton, to be the comeback kid, you know, he's defeated Gary Hart in Georgia. On that same night, he'd lost several other states, and Hart had taken the lead, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how does the news media play it, right? Walter Mondale's daring comeback in the state of Georgia. you know? And you were like, really? Really? No, you got shellacked on primary night. But that was effective. The end of Gary Hart's campaign.
Yeah, now the monkey business was a piece of.
Well, no, I'm talking 84 now, not 3 years later with the monkey business, okay? This was when he ran, and, you know, John Glenn was in there, and Fritz Hollings, and a bunch of other characters. By the way, I had a feeling when Hart was doing well, my My parents called me from Atlanta and said he was in there campaigning and had some big crowds in downtown Atlanta. And a gentleman who was on the faculty at Auburn Montgomery said, come into my office, I want to show you something. And it was a yearbook from a Church of the Nazarene College from the 1950s. And he opened up the page and he pointed to a picture, and it was obviously Gary Hart, okay? But when you looked at the name, he then pointed to the name, and the name was Gary Hart Pence.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, this guy changed his name. Now, that sounds trivial, especially today, right? But you're running for president of the United States,
yeah,
and you change your name when you're in college. And I remember thinking, gosh, I wonder what else, right? I wonder what else is in there. Point being is they did a Joe Biden on him, or I should say Bernie Sanders. They determined that Hart had too much baggage and Mondale was the safest choice. And they basically began the process of giving him that nomination on a night where he got splattered, okay? And they did it, again, you know more than we do about advances, right? You take a room that fits 1,000, knock it down to 250, right? And on the TV, on NBC Nightly News, you're speaking to a standing room only, raucous crowd, right?
Yeah, all right. 101 advance.
Yeah. So, point being is, they will spend this anyway that they can. I think no matter what had happened, if his crowd had exceeded it, they would have had something to say about it. It is disappointing.
What has Donald Trump done wrong today, motto?
Exactly. And by the way, I just love John Bolton. I hope he'll just continue speaking. He's just the gift that keeps on giving. And what I heard this morning, you know, he's attacking Democrats now. And fine. And so, you know what? Let's have a book tour. Bring him everywhere. And you listen to all that and you go, wow, fella. You know, no wonder you didn't testify. So, but anyway, just my thoughts on that, they'll spend the rally. It is disappointing, but, and you're right, they need to fix this, Dan. You know, it's expectations, isn't it?
Yep. Well, it's one of the biggest and best tools in his toolbox, so they've got to figure out what happened, and be honest, what went wrong. I think 6 advanced people get COVID may have had something to do with it. It's hard to bring in somebody from scratch and replace your team. But they need to figure out what happened.
Well, and again, it's optics. It's not really substance. Look at the people. I know you've already talked about this. I tuned in late, but right. How many, 4 million people watched it online?
Yep.
Right. You think 500,000 have ever watched Joe Biden online for anything?
No.
Well, to this point?
Unless it had to do with a donkey.
Right. Right. I'll stay back from that.
John D., you're a wise man.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, again, when you, and that's one of the things I would say is that Trump, you know, he doesn't need people to protect him, okay, like Biden does. But sometimes the optics thing, it's kind of like with firing this U.S. attorney, you know? Nothing wrong with doing it now, but you better be able to explain it in about 30 seconds. That's just my thought on that, on the politics of it, you know?
Yep. John D.
It's tempest in a teapot.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here in the rain, watching it rain, but I'm enjoying your show. I wanted to chime in. I spoke to my brother, him and his family, over the weekend.
Yeah?
He lives and works in Tulsa. He got on with, I think I've mentioned before, Warren Buffett's Railroad, the BNSF, and he's doing well. God bless him. He's got, you know, his wife and his son is high school age. But what happened, I asked them about the rally, and what shunned them off from it, going down and getting in the overflow crowd or whatever, was just the cumulative effect of the noise. They didn't want to see any demonstrators, and it, like everyone else, they had heard about the million people that tried to get tickets, and so they decided to just, you know, watch it at home. You know, I got a feeling that that happened with quite a few people. It's just they decided just to wait and see how this one went. I know personally, I enjoyed it, you know, but sure would have been nice to have been there, but. Anyway, that was my two cents on that. They decided not to go because they didn't want to be involved in any racket.
I appreciate the telephone call, Sam. You stay safe out there, my friend.
Yes, sir. It's passing.
Good. What are you talking about, kidney stone, or are you talking about the weather?
No. If you look at the radar, I'm sitting here in Troll, in front of Chinatown, and something big, black, and red, and purple on the radar just went overhead, and it's starting to clear up.
That was an alien spacecraft.
They were looking for you,
by the way, Sam.
Listen, I'm so disappointed. I've lived here in the country for all these years now. I've never seen Elvis, Michael Jackson, Howard Hughes. He had a place around here. It's disappointing.
Go ahead.
They said the humidity was going up. Well, it dang sure did. Sam, God bless you, man. Have a good afternoon. How about that?
Ditto. Gonna go to a break. Coming back. Damn our show. I'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, Simone Sanders, Biden's campaign manager, and She's a little testy with Chris when Chris Wallace asks her about the double standard. Listen to how she filibusters the answer. It's very long because she tries to pick it back up, but listen to this.
Let me just point out, they say that it was a joke, and it didn't seem particularly... Well, let me just point out, that's what they said. I want to pick up, though, on this whole question of the public health of these mass gatherings, Simone, because when there were tens of thousands of people marching in the streets, and quite rightly, in protest for the death of George Floyd and the issues of police brutality, there were so many of them, not maybe most, but many of them were not wearing masks. At that time, the vice president, Joe Biden, called those rallies right and necessary with no mention of public health. I guess the question is, why the double standard where the protests were okay, but this rally was dangerous?
Chris, there is no double standard here. Protesting is an American right. The American people have the right to go out and raise their voices. The difference here is, Chris, we are talking about the president of the United States, whose vice president, by the way, heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, holding a rally, not following the own precautions that his own public health officials have put out. Look, the president has to lead, Chris, and President Trump has demonstrated in so many times, in every sense of the word, that he is unable to do so. And so the difference between folks going out and protesting police brutality and the president planning a rally where six of his own advanced staffers before the rally contracted COVID-19 is as clear as day. And again, Chris, this is about public health. No one is saying, you know, we want the economy to reopen. We want folks to get back to work. More than 20 million Americans are still out of work. Almost 120,000 people have died due to COVID-19. Those jobless, those deaths did not have to happen. We have to take precautions, Chris. We have to do what is necessary in order to protect the American people. And months ago,
but why didn't, the president... I guess what I'm asking, though, if I may, Simone, I just am asking this one question. Why didn't the vice president, because whether it was indoors or outdoors, whatever the reason for the gathering, there were thousands of people in the streets in these protests. Why didn't Vice President Biden say, look, I understand the concern, but these may be potential super spreaders?
Chris, I just listened to your last segment where the doctor noted that there is no evidence that the protests are what have spiked coronavirus cases across the country. So I'm not sure what you're asking or what you're suggesting. Look, Vice President Biden has really exhibited leadership on this issue. You know, we have been out campaigning. I also heard you say that we haven't really been on the campaign trail. We've been on the campaign trail since March. We have been campaigning virtually. But you have seen Vice President Biden go back out into the actual campaign trail. And our events are safe. They are socially distant. They adhere with the CDC guidelines. Vice President Biden wears a mask. People participating wearing masks. Because this is about being safe, Chris. This is about ensuring the safety of everyone involved. And what President Trump has demonstrated yesterday is that he actually is not concerned with the public health. He is concerned with his ability to hold a rally. And I just like to note, the folks who are out there protesting, Chris, they should be able to go get the folks out there protesting, they should be able to get a coronavirus test.
Simone, I don't want to get into a fight with you, but you got to let me ask a question.
To do so.
Simone.
How about that? Well, she was like all over the place. So it's their right to be able to protest, but it's not their right for people to go in to support a political candidate. That was just nonsensical logic there. Total wrong. Totally wrong. I'm just amazed at this whole thing. Absolutely amazed. Okay, so let me see if I can fit in one more piece here. A little bit shorter, but this is Simone Sanders. Why is Biden not doing press conferences? Listen to this explanation.
All right, so here's the question I'm going to ask you. Joe Biden has, you talk about him being on the campaign trail, but I think most people have been struck that he has been, he stayed in his Delaware home mostly, and in large part since March, he's held a few socially distanced events. But by the large part, he has not been on the campaign trail, and he could have held certainly more socially distanced events, and perhaps more important, he has not held a news conference, either in person or online, for 80 days, almost 3 months. Listen. Why not?
Well, Chris, to be clear, Vice President Biden does interviews, takes questions from the press regularly. And yes, in March, we have adjusted to this new normal like most people in America. We have been campaigning virtually, but just because we are campaigning virtually does not mean we are not meeting actual voters across the country. Vice President Biden has campaigned in Michigan and Florida. Dr. Biden has campaigned in Colorado and Texas. So the reality is what we have been doing is following CDC guidelines, Chris. What we have been doing is
why hasn't he held a news conference for 80 days?
Chris, as many of y'all in the national press and in the Beltway press are well aware, we take pride in prioritizing local media. And so the vice president is doing local media interviews. He's doing national media interviews, and he is taking questions from reporters.
Which reporters?
Right. And we're local media, and it's very tough. Like, say Trump wants to come back on, and we might have in mind a really critical question. We could ask it. But the reason they usually go to local media, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're usually not going to get the most, hard-boiled question.
Well, you're not going to get hard-boiled. You're not going to have a real informed person talking about stuff.
And it's usually a 10-minute, a 15-minute, if that. I mean, they can restrict local press more than they can, say, Chris Wallace.
Yeah, Chris Wallace is going to ask a single question. But, and this is a problem. I watch how sensitive somebody is towards the subject, and she is obviously very sensitive towards this, and the media is eventually going to say, wait a minute.
Now, Urban and I called off air. That's who I was on the phone with for a second there, Dan, and it's like great minds, like we're on the same wavelength. I was just seeing this Fox News report. A whopping 7.7 million total viewers tuned into Fox Saturday night. That makes it the most watched Saturday in the network's history, according to Nielsen data. So for all the talking heads and the spin after the event, he's reaching people.
Yeah, and plus the 4 million online that they did from the new Trump network type thing. News on 93.1, heading to the top of the hour, final hour of the Dan Mars Show on a Monday, coming up.